powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we'll have a plethora of music along with news from the news desk, some community announcements, and a review of an event that took place last night, and some congratulations out there as well. And let's actually start out with the congratulations for this week's show. Congratulations to Marissa Kane of Stillwater High School. She's a senior on their girls soccer team. And the Stillwater girls soccer team is this year's Class 3A state champions. They came back and won against Wayzata in the state championship game. They won 3-2. Marissa Kane is quite the accomplished soccer player. Next year, she will be taking her talents in soccer to Augustana University in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is a Division II program. Ironically, in the, I believe, the semifinal game, they played Egan High School. And on the Egan High School team, she also played another fellow Pinay, Ariella Alaria Yin, who they were able to defeat. And on the boys' side, Egan High School, which was the defending Class 3A champions from last year, they unfortunately got eliminated in the quarterfinal round. But they were led by their all-state goalie from their championship-winning team, Zach Rojas. Last year they won a thrilling game where Egan, I believe, won their first boys' soccer championship in their school's history. And for those of you that might not be aware, soccer has fairly been a popular sport in the Filipino-American community. Many young athletes have played everywhere from the Division One, Division Two, Division Three. They've played at junior colleges as well on both the boys' and the girls' side. So congratulations to all those young athletes out there that we don't always give recognition to here in the Filipino community of their exploits. But if you have ever seen Marissa play, she is quite the talented soccer player, often going to many out-of-town tournaments throughout the years with her soccer team that she plays for, traveling-wise. Last night was also the 73rd annual Phil Minnesotan Association's annual ball election and induction of officers. And next week we'll give you the complete results of the officers that were all elected last night. They had a fairly decent turnout for the event. I believe there was more people in attendance for this year's election, which often is the case for annual balls, whether it be the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans or the FMA, as elections tend to bring more people in attendance to vote. I just wish it, like at the FMA elections, I was able to attend after dinner at the event, that the people actually look at the bios of the candidates for the positions, not just voting for the name that you know out there of someone that is involved in, and you actually read to see if these candidates meet the qualifications of said position, whether it be an auditor, a public relations officer, etc. Not just because you are familiar with a name. And sometimes people are familiar with a name because it's a name of somebody that person's related to. And yes, that original person may have been a dynamic leader and a great people person in regards to making things work in the association and a nonprofit, but that doesn't always translate to said relative, said offspring, because sometimes you are met with some unrealistic expectations that you have to live up to that other individual, and people judge you in a good way and in a bad way when it comes to being involved. I've always found it ironic as a Filipino-American who is born here in the United States that neither the Cultural Society of Filipino-Americans nor the Phil Minnesotan Association, in both their historic years of existence, have never elected a Filipino-American born president of either association, which is, I think, is a little bit of a weird anomaly, to say the least. But hopefully we will have some of the candidates or elected officers of FMA in the near future. I know that Eric Yeva is going to be president for a second term, and so hopefully we'll be able to get Eric here one of these days on the Filipino American National News to discuss his goals for the next 2 years as president. But in regards to some community announcements, the first of which takes place on November the 15th, and that is the Philippine Consular Outreach, and this will take place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota on that Saturday, November the 15th, from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They do recommend that you register in advance in regards to some of the services that are offered at this generally yearly event. Yearly usually this event generally takes place in the summertime, but this year looks like it's taking place in mid-November. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Roland Deco at 952-393-2015. In regards to our other community announcement of the evening, and this will be running from November 19th, December 3rd, December 10th, and December 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Central High School Library Media Center, which is located at 275 Lexington Avenue, Parkway North in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that is the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their basic Tagalog classes for ages 7 and up. Yeah, this is a partnership with Central High School's Filipino Club. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Jen Shire at jennifershire@gmail.com. But for right now, we're going to play our first song from a group named Alamat. And the name of this track is entitled Marahani.
Pahaging pero parang ngayon mong pahalata. Sinaktan ka na naman ba niya? Bakit di ka pa nadadala? Ang tulad mo ay tipong hindi basta pinabaliwala. Pero
di niya batid ang kanyang sinasayang. Habang ako dito'y naghihintay lamang. Gaya ng mga iilang tagahanga mong nasa gilid lang. Pangako di ako nahihibang. Ikaw ang aking nag-iisang
Marani. Ay mo pagbigyan kung sakali pag-ibig mo'y magkantan lakang binig ako na nun yung lakan sumusumpag kay batala ako ay di magsasawa maharali maaring mo mapagbigyan kung sakali pag-ibig mo'y magkantan lakang binig ako na lang yung lakan sumusumpag. Pagkatulad mo yung tipong kahit ano aking inlalaan. Pero
di niya batid ang kanyang sinasayang. Habang ako dito'y naghintay lamang.
Kaya ng mga iilang taghanga mong nasa gilid lang. Pangako di ako nahihibang. Ikaw ang aking nag-iisang
Marani. Maaari mo mapagbigyan kung sakali pag-ibig mo'y makamtan.
Sa sakit paningin ay nababalot ng ginito ang seda. Ako'y nabibihag ng iyong mga ngiti na para bang nakatanik ka lang sa seda. Pasensya na hindi na malalihip. Kung natatayin gusto ko na makapiling ang bawat daan ko sa iyo na nakakiling. Sana mabigyan ang pagkakataong hibingin.
Panahon ay nasasayang. Buti naglalaban nang hindi ka naman kayang ipaglaban. Kaya sa akin ka na nga lang. Ipinapangako kung ang puso ko'y magiging sa'yo lamang.
Sa dami ng katunggalin pupunyagi hanggang sa ako'y magwagi. Ngunit kahit magaping ang pagtingin dito pa rin maglalagi.
Marani, marani,
Yeah. once again, that was Alamat with Mahari. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We can be heard on 90.3 FM. We can also be heard online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, where our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. You can also find us via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And then you can find us on social media on both Instagram and on Facebook. And on Facebook, you can find our interviews that we're able to conduct via video. And you'll find a plethora of those interviews on there. But for right now, we're going to head over to our news desk for our first story of the evening. And this particular story is coming to us from Fox5SanDiego.com. The city of Chula Vista just approved its first park dedicated to Filipino-American veterans, the first of its kind in the United States. It took 3 years to get the project approved, which Chula Vista Mayor John McCann said is an opportunity to represent and recognize the shared heritage of Filipino-American community, especially Filipino-American veterans. Most Filipinos came to the United States because they had a family member that was in the Navy or military, and they have been great patriotic Americans, McCann said. The Filipino-American Veteran Park is expected to take about a year to reach completion and will include 20 parking spots, a memorial dedicated to Filipino-American veterans, and basketball and pickleball courts. The park will be located in the new Cota Vera neighborhood in Ote Ranch. It's right in the middle of a community that's the highest percentage of Filipino Americans in Chula Vista, which is approximately 20%, McCann added. Joanne Fields, the PR director of the API initiative, echoed his sentiment. For us to have a place where we can celebrate and share our experiences fighting side by side, whether it's the Navy, the Army, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force, it's a great place, she said. And it's a catalyst for something more where we can tell our stories. That following them were also their spouses who were nurses, then the engineers and teachers. But it started with the military. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the group SB19. And this is their track, Gento.
So this is how it looks like here.
You know, I'm so excited and I'm so nervous at the same time.
Same.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ken.
Hello, I'm Justin.
Hello, I'm Josh.
Hello, I'm Pablo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stel.
And we are
SB19.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Hey.
Yeah. First
you know
time.
Who it is.
This is the first thing, man.
Let's go.
I want some, I get some, no later. I woke up and baked dead potato. Got car and shaped me for major. But I stayed me, not mediocre.
Look at me, tell me what you see. A Gucci. Whether the question is, it's really me. A movie. That but not me, not my reality. Is you see. Model me, model me, model me. Ew. God did it.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you later.
Ginto!
manok ng bato. Hindi maladana to, aadarang makin ako. Ang tangin mekaniko, ay ako, lana moni-moni ko. Sa daming pinagdaan, nagpaso ng istoriko. Sosomatis mo, so nina kumanik na rito.
Hindi naman talaga madali, aminin ko pa manoide. Sila pa namang tagumpag, peke, manan kong up. Di ba listo, laging alisto, kahit pa si Mephisto. Tikla pag nag-beast mode, nag-beast ko.
No rush, shaking booties all day.
No rush,
pinapong mentality like all that.
Mama,
how do you work the hard to play?
Walang home court, sakin sa salpaka anyway.
Wala na magkatatata pagkakuha ng mga daratso sito papapapa. Kung italing sa lupa, kahit bilitin mong mukha, hindi mo makukuha.
Yeah, I know this isn't over. Di patapos ng disaster. Alam ko na I'm in danger. But I'm betting you sooner magiging better. Kaya alamin ang mga bagay-bagay. Di pwedeng tambay sa aking bahay. Lahat ang mataas ang kilay.
Let's go.
You know who it is.
Hanukay mo na parang gento. Huwag kang hihinto sa ordinaryo. Kahit pasigi hanggang sa madugo.
Ikaw basta-basta makakakita ng gento.
Gento, gento.
That was SB 19 with Gento. And we do have some moments to head back to the news desk, and this comes from Reuters. The Philippines and Canada signed a pact on Sunday for their armed forces to train on each other's soil, boosting defense cooperation to tackle common security concerns in the Indo-Pacific region. Canada's first deal in the region, the status of Visiting Forces Agreement, the SOVFA, takes to five the number of accords on the troops Manila has concluded with allies in the face of China's increasing assertive regional stance. The deal broadens the Philippines' network of security ties while complementing a longstanding alliance with its treaty partners, the United States. The pact set up a framework for expanding military and defense cooperation to improve coordination of operations by both armed forces. Underpinning the SOFVFA, the foundation on which it is built, Philippine Defense Secretary Gilberto Todoro told a press conference, is to preserve the rules-based international order. Canada has consistently supported the Philippines' position in the South China Sea, backing a 2016 ruling by the Permanent Court of the Arbitration that invalidated China's sweeping maritime claims. Beijing has rejected the tribunal's decision. In 2023, both countries agreed to use Ottawa's dark vessel detection system to identify ships engaging in illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing by tracking vessels that have disabled location transmitters to avoid detection. Manila is also pursuing similar troop pacts with Britain and France. Last year, it ratified a reciprocal access deal with Japan's Tokyo's first such accord in Asia, and already has a troop pact with Australia. And right now, we're going to play our last song of the evening. It's a collaboration with Miss Ruby Ibarra with the likes of Odwa Hanhan and June Millington. And this is the track Bakuana. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Woke up this morning, felt the sun. Then it kissed my skin, I thought I won. I brave the light and face the sun. Were you but come?
You think you won?
isang bolo sa kamay. Sa trono ko makain, sa gilid ko mga batay. Ako ang bakunawa, sa gubat naghintay. Yung inang kalikasan, ako ang hari at inay. Ako'y hinahanap na parang diamante. Pilipina na babae, hindi dalaga militante. Ako ang bakunawa, nakatira sa dilim. Akala mo nakatago, pansinin sa salamin. I was born with two tongues, so I carry two guns. Sharper than a Bali song blade in the sun. Stars in the sun, cause the moon phase one. Got a rhythm like a monsoon, bug you with the drum. Sa loob ng chan, revolution that we won. Mano po sa manang ko, but hala babaylan. The fire in my lungs, got the funk since 91. Gabriela Nieves and Maria combined into one. I've been blue like the ocean, we outgrew where we moved. Point of view like I read till I'm white, that's the bluest. Blue like the moon, like their eyes and the bruises. Howl at the moon, watch it bloom when I rule this. Round like the bamboo roots that we grew with. Round like the womb, the cocoon of the movement. Bound to my doom, cause it looms like the spoon. Shoot you down like the moon, where the crown of the moon.
Knowing I had to face the ones within, letting the sun touch my skin in hopes that I'd win. Hands etched with sorrows deeper than the ocean's depths. History rooted in my people's death. This breath been enveloped, consumed, swallowed whole. On nights where one moon seems fleeting so, even seven moons don't illuminate like my soul. My rage spoon feeder, moon eater, truth keeper. Naabay kahadlukan, wala diri. Bisaya ni, ang tila hait kaayotan awani. Gikaunang bulan, revolution in me.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
Hey, this is Cher Dial. Join me this Sunday, November 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 11 for the debut of our brand new series, Sunday Shays, Songwriters Cafe with Cher Dial. Tune in, kick back, and be part of our very first show where we highlight our very own singer-songwriters of Minneapolis, right here on KFAI Radio.